How a tiny dairy town's helping fund projects at major North Texas institutions was an intriguing headline in the Texas Standard. It's about 400 resident Winthorst, south of Wichita Falls, the little crossroads with the beautiful church on the hill. Alexander Hart wrote, "The small dairy community of Winthorst is the source of more than $230 million in bonds for the city of Dallas and elsewhere. The town has issued bonds for several projects, most notably the Dallas Arboretum, Texas Christian University, and the Jesuit College Preparatory School of Dallas." Peter Simic, a D Magazine editor, was quoted as saying, basically, small towns or any towns, any cities, are legally able to issue bonds on behalf of various types of private organizations, nonprofits, and the like, as long as they have the approval of local municipalities. Well, my friends, it appears the town gets a cut of between $10,000 to $30,000 per deal. This deal, at least in my understanding, puts local taxpayers on the hook for the debt if the outside institutions don't meet their obligations. For Winthorst, it's likely a good deal because should all go south, hell, it could just cease to exist and likely not seriously damage the lives of its residents. But I find the overall idea of local government issuing bond debt for outside, unrelated, non-government entities and the like, getting them tax breaks not otherwise available, and retaining the risk for unpaid debt bad policy and something the next legislature should make illegal. Until then, keep this quiet or your local officials will start trying to finance a new amusement park for Phoenix or Chicago, telling you it's all safe so they can get their cut. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.